Well, here we know about korban oila. Also, you have to have a yisoid there. On makro, the pasuk says el yisoid mizbach oila. Alma oila tuna yisoid. Now, by korban oila, you have to make this zrikas adam on the side of the mizbeach that there is a yisoid on the bottom. So, Rashi, voila gufa minolon shematem domim b'mokem sheish tacht of yisoid. On the place on the bottom of that side, there is a foundation. Lemute, which side doesn't have it? Mizrach v'dorim. The east side and the dorim, the south. The east and the south doesn't have it. Chutz miyam, only one amor on that side has it. Lemizrach etzot sofen, v'yam l'dorim etzot marim. Doch itnan midis. That oichol b'mizrach amma, achas b'dorim amma achas. There's only one amma that had the yisoid. The rest of the mizrach and the rest of the south side do not have the yisoid. Vaitam. Yotus akas v'shoinim. Tona. He nikras kasatlonis. The third group are called the lazy group. Why? Because who asked them to come last? Like the two groups before you, how come you weren't one of the first groups? How come you were the third group? What do you mean? You need three groups anyway. So somebody has to be the third group. So where do you want from me? Why am I called lazy guy? My heaven will never. What could have been done? He should have been mazaz himself, be first in line. In other words, avadi, you have to have list. But the mice, who's going to be the last one there? The lazy guys. So still a time on you, why were you list? But if you would have been a Zoraz, you would have been in the first group. Kiratanya, Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi says, E'ef sheliyerlam b'loy bosom. The world can't go without people that work in perfume. Or b'loy bursi. You need people that work tanners, work with skin. Now they're just the opposite type of works. A guy that works with psalmim smells nicely. A guy that works with skin, mamisha, smells very bad. But still, you see, the world needs both of them. Is ashrim mishum nosim bosom. Very good as a person that works in things that smell nice. If you work with smelly things, your might as well work with perfume already. Oy loy lemi shum nosim bursi. Oy bad to the person that starts to smell all day, these bad skins. Here also, you have to have a third cot, a third group. But who asked you to be there? You should have been from the first two. You called lazy. Right, the famous Gemara. The yeshiliyer them b'loy schorm of ledikavis. The world has to have men and ladies you have to have in the world. Still, ashrim mishum bonus schorm. We're happy as the person, all his kids are males. Oyla lemi shabon of the kavis. Oyla to the person that his kids are in the kavis. So Lashon is a bit modern here. It says bon of the kavis. Bon of means his sons. Oyla to the person that his sons in the kavis. So Lashon is a bit modern. Some say vitz here. They say that it means to say that it's going to if you have kids. But some kids are kids and some kids are girls. Oyla to ones that have boys that cannot be girls. That's a vitz. I'm not pshat. But the Lashon is a bit shrei. Lashon means that. People rather have Zechorim than the Kavis. So, but you have to have both. So, the both are necessary. But I call upon him, there's a Taina in our Gemara why you will live. If you're lazy, you're still a little Taina. Right, the ones that did the same way they did on Shabbos, they did on the weekday. Right, Kamaseil Bechoil. Shalai Berotzin. Shalai Berotzin. The Mishnah says that they used to wash the floors on Shabbos. But the Chachamim didn't like that. Man, who are these Chachamim that didn't like them to wash the floors on Shabbos? Omer Rav Chizda, Shlei Berotzen Reb Lezi. Our Mishnah goes, it means according to Reb Lezi, it wasn't done properly. But the Rabbonim, according to Rabbonim, Ha'amri Shvusu. Rabbonim say to wash the floors on Shabbos is only Yisim the Rabbonim. V'yein Shvus B'migdish. And in the base of Migdish is no Shvus. Now the Shvus is, if you have usually a dirt floor, a dirt floor, there's a shalaf on Ashvuya Gumas. That usually we're afraid there are some holes in the ground, and by you throwing the water and mopping or brooming, sweeping the floor, we're afraid you'll cover up the holes. That's called Ashvuya Gumas, which is a shalaf on Binyan on Shabbos. So therefore, on the floor that has dirt on it, you're not allowed to wash the floor. But it's only an issue of the Rabbonin said, because it's not a psik ratio. It's not vadi, you're not mechavin to clog up the holes, to smooth out the holes, and it's not a psik ratio. Therefore, the Rabbonin say it's only Yosim the Rabbonin. And in the Rabbeis of Migdish, it's Mutter. We ain't Shmus by Migdish. Mashenk and Rebelez holds, no, Rebelez holds, it's an Issa the Eraisa. So Tay speaks out, how could Rebelez hold an Issa the Eraisa? Lechud Rabbonin say it's not a psik ratio. So what does Rebelez hold? The Tay is the Eskia Mechabin. Our Korchas of Tay's lapse, the second Tay's lapse psik ratio. Doesn't have to happen. The Ipsik ratio, the heavy Shori Reb Shim, the Rabbit, the Kapila, Reb Shim wouldn't be matter to sweep the floor on Shabbos then. The time of the reading came a my mechayv Reb Lezer. How could Reb Lezer say this nisa deraisa here? Kivun the yocholi is b'loy gumais. Since it's possible to sweep or wash the floor without filling up the holes. For doiche gloy mitzvah to say the pligi, that's kufra machloikis. He yavei psik reisha loy. Maybe that's kufra machloikis. We have leather holes, by sleeping the floor, it's a psik reisha, you have to smooth out the holes. And Rabbanim say, no, it doesn't have to happen. So we read the Tosef, now we read the whole pligi. Rabbi Lezer Sova, stam mechavra marbis mischavna shri gumis. He holds stam mechavra, when you sweep the floor, part of your intentions is to smooth out the ground. That's Rabbi Lezer Shrita. So Tosef says, even in the base of Migdash, that the floor was made out of shayish, we had before, made out of marble floor, but still in between each brick of marble and marble, there was a hole in between. So it's questionable that while you're washing the floor, maybe there'd be a hole there, and you'd want to stuff up that hole. So according to Rebbe Lezi, Imam is mechavin to stuff up the hole. That's an issur d'oraisa to wash the floor on Shabbos. Therefore, Rebbe Lezi says, you're not allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Mashenken Rabbanon hold, min astam, when you're washing the floor, that's not your intentions to smooth out the holes. Your intention is just to wash the floor. And that's mutter m'diraisa. Maybe you'll ask for gumas. That's only yosem m'dirabonim. But in the base of Midrash, they didn't make the gzera. However, this is only on a floor that has holes. Most in the house, usually, that you have a floor, there's no dirt, there's no holes there, it's mutter to sweep the floor. Washing is another shalom. Washing is a shalom. What are you going to wash it with? If you want to use a shemat, the towel, some, you're not going to soak it in water. If you want to use the mop, you're not going to soak it in water. It's another shalom shem schita. But the actual brushing or cleaning, sweeping the floor, that lemaisa we owe this mutter. Because we don't have holes in our floor. We don't have dirt floor. Yeah. Right, but in the Beis Hamikdash, at the time, there were holes in the floor. So we must say now that the Mishnah that says, that the Chum said you shouldn't have washed the floors, yeah, washing, they didn't use any towels. They just used to let the water pile up, and that would clean the floors by itself. So that your blessed holds the saucer. The Morris says here, the Tanan, we learned like this. Echad ha-choylev, the Rabbon Ramit Shavusu, they chose to make this. Mayi, where's this machloek? It's a Tanya. Echad ha-choylev, somebody milks a cow on Shabbos, via mechabitz. Mechabitz, Rashi says, that's cheesing, making cottage cheese. So Rashi, mechabitz, maimed ha-choylev, you put some maimed or rennet into the milk, and you make out of that like cottage cheese. Via magvin, I think they say is after you have the cottage cheese, like you're separating the whey, the milk from the rest of the cheese, which the Gemara in Shabbos says that's nissa of burur. Kegregris, if you do any one of this, even the size of this dried out date, or else hamechabed, you wash the floors. Via marbitz, via roida, chalas dvash, or else marbitz also you sprinkle the floors, or else roida you pull off. Chalas devash, the beehives of honey, b'shoigeg b'shabbos, you do all these three things on Shabbos, even b'shoigeg, chayiv chattis, that's what Leather Shita, t'nissi b'yraitzom, hezit b'yomtav leikes aboyim, if you do it amazing, on yomtav you get malchus, divin rebbe Leather, that's what Leather Shita, his Shita is, mechabe de marvis, is an issi b'yraitzom, washing the floor on Shabbos, and yomtav is also b'yraitzom, according to Rebbe Leather. So where Tosfos says this, because Rebbe Leather holds, a person has intentions to smooth out the floor. In a case we're talking about where the floor has holes there, and by you wiping or sweeping there, you have intentions of smoothing it out, that's the yisra like burnim. The chum maimim no. Echad zev yechad zev. So Rashi says it only means on his last three cases. He's sweeping, the chum say it's only yosim and rabbonim. Echad zev yechad zev eino elu mishum shvus. Because they say a person does not have intentions of smoothing out the floor. And it's not a psik ratio. Therefore, midiraisa it's smoother, it's only yosim and rabbonim. And in the base of Migdash, the klal is ain't shvus the Migdash. Rav Asher yomah filu teimish leib rotsi chachomim. Maybe no, our Mishnah means even the chachomim said not to do it. Rabbi Nosni, the Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson. The Tanya, Rav Nosson noimer, shvus tzricha hetiru. When do we say the Rabbanim will matter their isurim in the base of Migdash? Only something that's necessary. Of a shvus ain't tzricha hetiru. But a shvus that's not necessary, they weren't matter. See, to wash the floors wasn't so necessary. They could have waited till after Yontif to wash the floor. You know, that's not called a shvus. That's necessary. La avoidus was better. Could be stam, it's nice to make it look nice. But it's not called avoid le gvoyim. They're only matu in the base of Migdash, Yisru the Rabbanan, that's called something that serves to do the avoidah. To do the avoidah they were making. Here to wash the floor, there's no avoid in washing the floor. So therefore, even in the base of Migdash, still you shouldn't do it. So our Mishnah goes according to everybody. They didn't do right to Kanim, because the Rabbanan still also to wash the floors. Right, if you do Aimeh, Kais Haimamala. If you know that after all the blood would fall on the floor, they would take one cup of one Zichem and take this blood and throw it on the Mizbeach. Tanya, if you do Aimeh, Koisoyimamalim Damat Rubis. They used to fill up one cup from all the blood on the floor. Why? Shem Yishpech Domish Lechemhem. Let's say by mistake, one bezichem, one bucket of blood spilled out before the Kohen made his rika from it, spilled on the floor. Nim Sazem Mashiroi. Now when you take a cup of blood from all the blood on the floor, and we say Yesh Bila, all the blood is mixed together, so you have at least a drop of that blood in this clean now, and you put it on the Mizbeach, you're making a good rika for that korban. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Omulel Rav Yehuda, the Chachamim said back to Rav Yehuda, V'aloy lo niskabel b'kli. First of all, if you're afraid the blood spilled on the floor, maybe it spilled directly out of the neck of the animal onto the floor. Like maybe be afraid the Kohen never made a Kabbalah altogether. And if the halacha is, if when you make a shechita and the blood rushes out onto the floor, it's possible. It doesn't help you anymore to pick it up out of the floor. The mitzvah Kabbalah has to be metchila, the blood has to go straight into a kli. So yes, how does that help? Let's be afraid maybe the blood went straight onto the floor. So he answers back, Mino Yadi. How do you know? Eloch Karmelay. He meant to say like this. Shemala Niskabo Bakli. He meant to say, you're asking me, how do I know? Enechnami. I'm not saying I know. But I'm saying, what's going to happen if they weren't have a Kabbalah Bakli? Omulan say, Rabbi Yehuda answers back, Enechnami. Afani Loyamati. I also only said this Aitz only helps. Eloch Niskabo Bakli. My Aitz only helps that in the case that a Kohen Mitchila made a good Kabbalah. He received the blood straight from the neck of the animal into the Kli. And then it spilled out, then it helps. El Miskabla Bakli, Mino Yadi, like how do you know this to be choshed for such a zach? Because Kanim's reason him. Because the Kanim Azora, they know the mitzvah. So Minastam, when a Kohen makes a shrita, they do not let the blood just fall on the floor. For sure, their Zoras, they would for sure have some of their faith and be Mekabal the blood. So I'm only afraid that maybe after they had a Kabbalah, they received it in the Kli, then it spilled out. For the Gemara of Monashev, though, is reason. But if you're telling me they're so careful, they know that Loch is Amay Mishtapech. So why would it spill out then? If they're very careful what they're doing, just like they tell me for sure that get the blood before it went on the floor, so why did it spill out later? And the Gemara name, Agaz, Yusasayu, Tiyavdi Mishtapich. Since they're doing it so fast, they knew all the halachis, but they forced to a lot of kabbalas to bring, and they had to work a little bit fast, so that's by accident, maybe it spilled out. That could happen. So therefore, if it spilled out after it was in a kli, I have a great now, I'll make this rika, it'll help. For the Gemara, one kashri, there are other bloods, not just the blood that comes out when the neshama goes. That we have before in the Gemara, there are four different types of bloods when you kill the animal. The first blood that comes out is possible for zrika. It's only the later dam that comes out gushing out, that's called the dam that the neshama goes out, that's kosher for zrika. But the dam atamsa that comes out first and the last blood, you can't use it. So the chura let the little blood be bottled with all that dam. And the Gemara first of Yehudah Taimei, the Yom Adam Atamsis Dam Alyu. He also knows this dam is called good dam. The Tanya, Dam Atamsis, Bi Azor, there's only a law of not eat it. We have Yehudu Ayman, no be chorus. Yehudu says, even the Dam Atamsis is real blood, you get chorus reading it. For the Gemara, good. Abba Bomer Ablezer, Moidu Rabbi Yehudu Lini Kapora. Rabbi Yehudu is Moidu, even though he says all these four types of dam. If you eat it, Yechayiv chorus, it's called real good dam. But Lini Kapora for a korban, that we say you have to take the blood of the korban and put it on the mizbeach, that blood is mechaper you, it's only a special type of dam that's mechaper. Shani, she'ena mechaper, that there of Yehud is also moida, the dam atamsis doesn't make a kapora. It's only the real dam when the neshama goes out of it. Shenema, the posik says, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. So we dashin, dam shan nefesh yoitzabor, the blood that when he dies,